The rally was organized with short notice, but a large crowd filled the area in front of the federal building, holding signs and chanting.
No, not hate.
Ali Turki Ali spoke to the crowd. He came to Eugene from Syria over a year ago. His brother has since joined him, but he's still trying to bring the rest of his family here. Now he's afraid that won't happen.
To my mother, to my family, I'm so sorry. I have tried everything I can to reunite with you.
Ali said he feels he must give up, but the crowd shouted back.
Don't give up!
Amy, who didn't want to give her last name, held a sign with The Colossus, the poem from the Statue of Liberty. She says her grandparents escaped Nazi Germany, and her family has always seen the United States as a place for people to come and be free of persecution. She became choked up as she spoke.
To feel like that opportunity is shutting down for other people, it just makes me very upset. And, I wanted to get out here, be with other people, and just raise my voice a little bit.
Amy says she's happy to live in Oregon, where she feels her representatives are fighting for what's right. After the rally, about 150 people marched to Kesey Square to continue the protest. Eugene police say protesters came across a vehicle with a pro-Trump flag on it. Police say the flag was partially burned, but the occupant of the truck was unhurt. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News, in downtown Eugene.